It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Mr. Millerman. Now, this is not rare for this time of year, but it is rare for doing it in our hometown. Now, the Musers, when we go to training camp, we usually always take a field trip together. Do some extracurricular stuff outside of work hours. Usually when we're in town, man, ain't nobody got time for that. We're all busy. But when we heard that The Fix was coming in town and was playing the Granada, which is one of our favorite venues, and our buddy Scott Strong works with the Granada, and so we knew we were going to have to go, right? I knew Giorgio was going to go for sure. Oh, yeah. I figured there was a chance that Craig would go because he also likes The Fix, and he's not too far away from the Granada. So I couldn't just let you two guys go. I had to go see the...
I can't believe you haven't been to see them before.
No,
I thought
never.
For sure you
that's,
had.
That's your band, Giorgio. The Fix was popular. They formed in 79, but they were really popular in the 80s.
Yeah. They really broke through with the Reach the Beach album of 83. Shuttered Room did well, too, but because that had Red Skies at Night on it. But
which
they
was
really...
kind of their first big hit was Red Skies at Night.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Here's a... It says Red Skies at Night alternate version. Don't know what that's about. We'll take a listen to it.
Mm. Yeah, just a slight remix. This was the last song they played in their regular set that came out for an encore, but man, it was... You can say what you want about it, but don't... Kind of like Bryson DeChambeau, but don't they sound great live?
Wait, what?
Keep going.
I don't understand
don't
the comparison.
Don't let it stop it down.
Red skies at night. Red skies at night.
This song, more than any, brought down the house, I thought.
Yeah. And this is about nuclear war.
It's about the end.
About the Cold War.
The possibility.
It is about the Cold War.
Yeah, really. Finally.
Sean is right about one song.
Yeah.
So we all met down at the Granada, and I was late.
No way.
But fortunately, The Fix was also late going on. We heard they were going to go on at 8. They ended up going on around 8:20, 8:30.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Big old tour bus back behind the Granada.
I know. I was glad to see they were not in a camper. They had a nice Prevo, and they were rolling.
So they're touring America and that?
Yeah, they're on a tour that goes through late September, and they go from here to the West Coast and then through the Midwest and then out east, and they've been going for a couple of months. It's a big tour.
Okay, so was it any good? I'm sure people need to know the actual true truth as to whether or not this was a good show. What do you think that I thought of the show, Giorgio? Because you're always predicting that I'm going to say something was horrible.
I know, and I hope as a guy who loves music that you enjoyed it, because they are a great live band. Cy Kiernan is an amazing lead singer, and the whole night...
They're 70 now. 70.
No, they're 68. Oh. Cy's 68. I think Rupert may be 70, but most of them are in the late 60s. But the whole night, I was not sitting next to you. Our buddy Hank Dickinson went with us, been doing North Texas games for 30 years. He used to be my longtime broadcast partner doing North Texas games.
Yeah, so we're a group of four with Hank there.
Yeah.
And Giorgio and I sat the farthest apart.
Which I did not plan, but
yeah,
at the same
did.
Time, I was like, well, this is kind of a break because Gordo would make a bunch of comments about, is this the first time they've ever played this song or something. But I did want to sit next to you I hoped you enjoyed Jamie Westorm, their guitar player, because I thought, as every time I've seen him, this is probably about the eighth or ninth time I've seen him, he fits that bill of very tasteful guitar. He's got a lot of great parts, and I hope you enjoyed it. My bet is that
what,
you
playing
did.
With that same overly compressed, chorused Strat sound in every single song?
I liked it. It was very unique and identifiable,
yes.
And it's their sound.
Yes, it's part of their sound. And that's the thing that I thought about before the show, and it confirmed it after the show. I don't know if they have the greatest songs or the greatest melodies, or but their sound is just unique. You know it's the Fix when you hear it, and they can still pull it off 40 years
See,
later.
This guitar sound, I think, is so cool. Yeah, I had my eyes on him most of the night watching him play.
It's awesome.
I thought it was great.
He's pretty confident in himself.
He looked like Anthony Bourdain, didn't he?
He should be.
Crazy hair.
He's amazing. He's got great riffs, and he pulls them off. And again, he's tasteful. He doesn't dominate the stage, and yet he's a huge part of their sound.
Didn't change guitars once that I noticed, did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
In fact, he only used two, but yeah, he changed.
When did he change? Which song did he change for? Because he played the green Strat for everything that I noticed. Yeah.
That's all I saw him play.
Secret Separation, I believe, is when they switched. Cy got his guitar, and then he switched out.
Which, by the way, that was my favorite song of the night, Secret Separation. I didn't realize how much I liked that song.
Yeah, that's
such a great
song.
Great song.
Giorgio was punching his pillow over there on this one.
No,
yeah, you were.
There was no pillow.
You were crying.
And by the way,
this part, hold on. That's great.
So awesome. He still sounds awesome.
Yeah, his voice is a little... It's got a little hoarseness to it now, but yeah, they didn't pitch it down. They played all their parts live. Nothing was tracked, and they're all old guys.
Crank this up. Great song.
Underrated bass parts in all these songs, by the way.
Did you like the bass player, the way he just stands perfectly still, dressed like Elton John?
I thought he's wearing a weird top hat, and he plays with a weird right hand technique. He was a little odd. What's his name?
Dan Brown. Dan K. Brown.
And he's not the one who played on, like, One Thing Leads to Another. And
that was Alfie Agius, I think his name is. Yeah. But he only played on that record.
That one record, and he had some great parts on that record.
He did, yeah, he did.
Yeah, this is such a great song. Was this in a movie or anything?
Yes.
Is this their one love song?
This was in a movie, and I can't remember which one it was. But it was cool that even some of their songs that I didn't think people would be very familiar with, like Woman on a Train, people were singing along with this, and they've been around long enough that if you are a fan, yeah, you're going to know some of these songs. But they played Opinions last night, which is a B-side from Reach the Beach. I can't remember the last time I heard them play that. They played Wake Up, which is, I think, one of the last songs they put out in 21. Yeah, it was... But they played the hits. They played most of it was this stuff from the 80s.
Packed house.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And we got to sit down, which is great.
By the way, you missed this because Gordo did not stick around for the encore.
Yeah, I knew this was going to be their final song, but I wanted to beat the crowd out the door.
That was their second to the last song. They've also played Happy Landings, which I hadn't heard in forever. Oh, you're right. It was their last song. Are We Ourselves was their first encore song. Sorry, yeah.
I still never... What does this mean again?
Basically, that we should strip ourselves down and just worry about the things that really matter, not all of our material possessions. That if
saved
you do that,
by zero.
That you'll be saved by just the essentials someday.
Great song.
Good bass line in this, too. Was this that Angus guy?
Yes, because this was off of Reach the Beach.
Yeah, good bass line. So, He is weird. Cy Kiernan is weird.
I would say theatrical and interesting.
He's real lanky, and he was wearing an all-white outfit, and he acts like an insane person.
You know what he acts like? The guy that you see on the street corner of Greenville and Mockingbird, just kind of wandering around, talking to no one in particular.
He acts a little homeless, little housing challenged. Let's put it that way.
He looks good for 68. He's theatrical. He presents almost like a magician. He does a lot of those.
And that's what I was going to say, is that he's so weird and just kind of spaced out, but he wins you over because he's so committed to the bit.
Yeah.
That he's a great front man.
It's an interpretation of the lyrics and their music.
Yeah, and he presents the lyrics. He doesn't just sit back and sing the song. He demonstrates the song, demonstrates the lyrics, and is committed theatrically to them.
Yeah. You can't really take your eyes off him.
No. No, which is good because the other guys are really not good looking. So, neither is he, but at least he's theatrical.
Well, luckily, you were so good-looking as you went there last night.
No, I'm a known ugly person. That's the only reason I can comment on it.
Okay.
So, this is one that everyone was singing along to as well.
Oh, yeah. As Cy was digging a trench on stage.
Yeah, he was.
That was great.
Digging a grave or a trench, or what was he doing?
Not for interpretation.
So there was a lot of pantomime going on here. And at one point he was trapped in a box and he couldn't get out of the box. And another one he was pulling on a rope against the wind.
So awesome. Still real to me.
Get to the point. This is so 80s.
So great. You know, if you,
this part's good.
Yeah. I get deeper
and deeper. So, I give it thumbs up. It was a good show. Those guys,
like,
that really impressed me. They're older, and the band was tight. They were well rehearsed. They did not half-ass it, and they played everything live. Nothing was tracked. They weren't even playing to a bunch of MIDI tracks or anything like that.
No.
So, I love seeing live music like that.
Yeah.
They were so tight that after one of the songs, Cy actually turned around and went, wow, that was tight.
Yeah, he goes, tight. That was tight. And as far as I can tell, he wasn't using auto-tune either, which is good. Because most everyone's using, seems like, auto-tune these days. A lot of these older artists will use live auto-tune. Yeah, just kind of, you know, keep it nice for the audience.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear a guy singing in J-sharp.
Well, from when I first saw him in 1983, which was at Reunion Arena.
Which he said was their first time here in Texas.
Right, yeah. I didn't realize that was their first show in Texas. And from then, which was 43 years ago, until last night, they don't disappoint when you see them live. And especially if you like them, like some of those old 80s songs. But, you know, it's interesting.
He did make me nervous, though. He was getting on the brink of talking political a few times. I was like, Just don't wade into it. You're going to get half this audience yelling at you.
It's not really that much different from 1986. They've always been.
Yeah, but was he talking about Trump in 1986?
No, he's talking about Reagan.
Yeah.
Well, the more things change, the more they stay the same. We're still fighting some of the same problems now that we were then. And that stood out to me, too. Some of these things that, as a 17-year-old, I thought, yeah, man, government doesn't always tell the truth, man. It still applies. Still applies
they got
to
you worked
today.
Up.
Yeah, a little bit, but it was very nostalgic. But the other thing is, over the last 20 years, they've put out some really good music. And Hank and I were talking about on the way home last night. A band like that comes out with new music. Where does it get played?
Yeah.
There's nowhere for it to be played, and you have to go and find it. And Beautiful Friction was a great album from 2012. Happy Landings was really good from 1998.
And they sold 14 records.
Yeah, they didn't sell just a bunch. But to me, that doesn't mean an album's either good or bad. It's do you like it? Man, I still like everything they do.
Well, you had to be, I was about to say you had to be excited, but if you've already seen them 9 times or whatever,
Well, over 40 years, that's not that...
I don't think I've ever seen any artist that many times.
I think I've seen you two 12 or 13 times, and every single one has excited me beyond belief.
They're your guys. They're your guys.
Yeah.
Or your girls.
Is this your favorite band? Well, I guess U2 is your favorite band.
Yeah, they were right there, though. And when I started listening to the new wave sound, it was the Fix and U2. They were just 1 and 1A to me.
And George introduced, basically George and our other roommates in college, Skip and Grizzy, they introduced me to music. Because I didn't really listen to music much in high school. I listened to the radio a little bit. You know, I knew Michael Jackson and some whatever the hit songs were. But I had never heard of U2 or The Fix till I met George and Skip. And they had all their albums. And they're the ones that introduced me to all this other music out there. So I would never have known The Fix. Never would have known U2 unless I would have met him.
And thanks to Scott Strong, it was nice meeting The Fix before the show. I thought that was...
You guys got to do that?
No. I guess you guys already done it. I was there a little bit late, so I...
That's why you were a little late to your seat?
Yes. I was on their bus saying hi to them.
You couldn't make it there by 8. You couldn't make it there by 6:45. So anyway, there's no way.
Yeah. I told them that they weren't that great.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yes.
And you know what? A couple of songs in, I went, I have no worries here. I bet Gordo's really enjoying this.
Yeah, and I loved it.
The Homeless Magician has a lead singer.
I don't go to many concerts these days, and I told my wife before I left, I said, you know, I may leave halfway through. My ears can't handle concerts anymore. And then halfway through, I texted her, and I said, I think I'm staying for the whole thing. This is really good.
And you did stay the whole thing.
Yeah.
I noticed George wasn't wearing earplugs.
Nah.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he's giving up. He don't care about that hearing thing.